This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Paul Gregory of the Hoover Institution, Professor Paul Gregory, writing most recently at Defining Ideas about the remains of the day after the agreement now vouchsafed by the United States between Berlin and Moscow to complete Nord Stream 2, the natural gas pipeline that takes energy. Russia is an energy superpower. Right into Germany, and from Germany throughout the Western European states. That's a positive for the Western European states. However, this Nord Stream 2 pipeline is seen to be a threat to peace in Europe because it bypasses Ukraine. It cuts down Ukraine's income, and it suggests that Russia is no longer contained by the transit of gas through Ukraine. I read from a quote that Paul finds helpful to understand how dire this is for Ukraine and dire for the people of Europe, because there are a number of voices who are raised in protest. This is from a Ukraine journalist, Dylan Carter, in Kiev Post. With the completion of Nord Stream 2 looming, Ukraine finds itself on the verge of a catastrophe. In bypassing Ukraine, Russia will be able to economically isolate Ukraine and increase the EU's energy dependence on Russia. It gives Russia the leverage to block Ukraine's accession to NATO and the European Union. Paul, if I understand correctly, there are a lot of moving parts here, but this is regarded in Moscow as a big win and in Kiev as a catastrophe. How is it regarded in Washington? Good evening to you, Paul.
Good evening, John. Just as the Nord Stream 2 decision has divided Europe into a Western Europe, which is against Nord Stream 2 or indifferent, and Eastern Europe, which is locally opposed to Nord Stream 2. In Washington, the split is really between the Biden administration, which has sort of backtracked on the policy of three American administrations to oppose strongly Nord Stream 2, and the U.S. Senate, which is strongly against Nord Stream 2. So this decision by the Biden administration has further split Europe and is a threat to the European Union, and it has split Washington between Congress and the administration.
The president of Ukraine, Mr. Zelensky, is traveling to Washington at the end of August to meet with the president. Is there a way forward for Mr. Zelensky to reverse this policy, in your opinion, Paul?
I think Zelensky, who lobbied very hard to meet with Biden before these decisions were made, and who now must make do with this delayed meeting with Biden when Congress is out of session, by the way, they have pretty much decided not to rely on the U.S. as their major ally because they have seen that past guarantees have not been kept. So I imagine Zelensky doesn't have much hope in changing things with this Washington trip. Zelensky and Ukraine do have two or three options to take which could further delay or even stop Nord Stream 2. So the game is not over yet. Nord Stream 2 is not in operation. It must meet certain European rules and so on. And Ukraine is now trying to take advantage of these opportunities to delay or even get rid of Nord Stream 2.
The Biden administration, as you well know, explains the decision in terms of alliances in terms of repairing the damage done to the alliances in previous years, in previous the previous administration. Is that opinion shared in Washington that this is a concession to Germany for us to have comity again against Russia?
Well, there of course is agreement that a major reason for the Biden administration decision was to repair frosty relations between Germany and the United States. But ignored in this is the fact that we have upset much of the rest of Europe, and the European Union itself, which is on record as being against Nord Stream 2. So it doesn't make much sense to me that one should base this decision on what Germany wants as opposed to what the European Union wants. And Germany has always presented itself as the guardian of the European Union comity. So it's all very confusing and mixed up to me.
Russia is an energy superpower. Europe has been vulnerable to that fact for some years. Does this in any fashion change that formula, Paul, that if Russia decides to raise the gas prices or if Russia decides to reduce the gas flow, Europe must obey? Is there any change in this decision?
Well, I think in the Kiev Post quote that you read, you have the answer to the question. The most important consequence of this positive Nord Stream 2 decision is that it has given Russia a green light to further expand its military operations into Ukraine. Prior to Nord Stream 2, with the gas, with half of the European gas flowing through Ukraine, Russia was constrained in its ability to build this land bridge from Donbass to Crimea because Ukraine could cut off the gas and hence cut off Russian revenue. So that we are now in a new ballgame where Russian military action is now not constrained by the Ukrainian pipelines.
Paul, you've been writing about this issue, this crisis in Ukraine, for many years now. Were you surprised by the Biden administration's decision?
I at first thought it was a joke. So that means I was very much surprised. I saw no reason why the Biden administration would not continue the policies of the past three administrations. And you may recall, in Biden's early days, he spoke out strongly against Nord Stream. So something happened after the first month or so of the Biden administration and what actually transpired. A lot of this could be attributed to the power of the Nord Stream lobby, which is extremely powerful in Germany and, believe it or not, is very powerful in the United States, too. So one could kind of think of this as Ukraine being out-lobbied by Russia and Gazprom.
Right now, Paul, as it stands right now, do you expect Russia to become more aggressive, or is this going to satisfy the Kremlin for some time, that it has this leverage now that it can use when it wishes? Or do you see more advances in Ukraine, more threats to the Baltic states, more bad acting in Syria? How do you interpret it, Paul?
Clearly, this will only lead to more emboldenment by Putin. In fact, it's already underway because Europe had a very cold winter and the gas supplies in Europe are quite low. And Europe has been trying to arrange contracts with Gazprom for deliveries through the Ukrainian system. And Gazprom has not not met these demands, which has pushed the gas price up, which is an implicit threat by the Russians to saying, if you do anything to Nord Stream 2, you can see what power we have over you. And this is the reason why most of Europe was opposed to Nord Stream 2. So the aggressive actions of Putin are already underway.
Paul Gregory at the Hoover Institution, writing about the decision by the Biden administration to vouchsafe Nord Stream 2's completion from Russia, the energy superpower, to Germany, the banking superpower of the EU. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.